This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. Extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Corn markets right now are about fractionally to a penny higher. Soybeans right now anywhere from 6 to 7 cents higher. We'll look at those numbers in just a moment. The grain markets finished weaker yesterday for the second straight session. Continued pressure comes from generally favorable crop development, weather, and higher yield expectations. China's insatiable appetite for Brazil's soybeans leaves U.S. new crop exports near non-existent. Between now and November, U.S. exports will have to find some business. Otherwise, the trade sees at least 200 million bushels of soy in jeopardy. U.S. and Chinese officials will reportedly meet about trade tariffs soon. Traders eye the upcoming August 1st deadlines before the U.S. activates higher tariffs on countries unable to secure trade agreements. Last Tuesday, President Trump announced a reciprocal trade deal of 15% tariff with Japan. Broadly, the markets are liking it. Under the deal, Japan will invest $550 billion in the U.S. Japan will open its market to goods including cars, trucks, rice, and other ag products. Also Tuesday, the U.S. and the Philippines announced a trade deal as well. On the livestock side of things, well, opening cattle calls are going to be steady to mix. Hogs look to be lower. Most cattle futures contracts closed at new highs yesterday. Traders do not seem concerned about packers having more cattle surrounding them or the cattle on feed report. Hog futures were higher in most contracts but lacked conviction as the underlying cash market needs more consistency for upward momentum. We'll look at the numbers next.
Every farmer has their reason for why they do what they do. For Beck's, it's faith, family, and farming. Since 1937, the Beck family and family of employees have been committed to honoring God and helping farmers succeed. Farming is full of extremes, and we face the challenges with hard work and steadfast determination, delivering quality line of products backed by legendary customer service. We look forward to standing by your side, supporting you as you live out the life you were meant to live. Beck's, when it comes to farming, we believe in something more. To learn more, visit BecksHybrids.com.
On the overnight, September corn up 1.25 at $4.05. December new crop up a penny at $4.19 even. August soybeans up 6.5 at $10.16¾. November new crop up 7.25 at $10.32¾. Soy meal up $1.70 at $2.75.50. Soy oil 46 cents higher at $56.09. Chicago wheat down 3/4 at $5.48¾. Kansas winter wheat is up down a half rather at $5.32¾. Kansas spring wheat unchanged at $5.60 even. Minneapolis spring wheat up 1.5. That's at $5.93¼, and oats up a penny at $3.53¼. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.